You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruill in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Adam Westbrook, a former Outagamie County Human Resources Director, has been convicted of producing child pornography. Court records show he entered a guilty plea in federal court Monday. Westbrook was charged following an investigation that was connected to the arrest of a Racine County Sheriff's Deputy for child pornography. Sentencing for Westbrook is December 5th. He faces between 5 and 20 years in prison. Katrina Bauer, the mother of Elijah Vu, released a statement through her attorney following the news that her son's remains had been found. Amber Gratz, Bauer's attorney, said, quote, "She continued to have hope that her little boy would be found alive. At this time, she is mourning the loss of her son," end quote. Bauer is being held in the Manitowoc County Jail on charges of felony child neglect and obstructing the police. Elijah's remains were found September 7th on private property in Manitowoc County. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. UW President Jay Rothman says the increase is despite new financial aid forms, closed campuses, and other setbacks. UW Oshkosh, however, saw a decrease of about 651 students. Overall, the enrollment estimate for the UW system is 163,589 students, the highest it's been since 2020. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. UW President Jay Rothman says the increase is despite new financial aid forms, closed campuses, and other setbacks. This includes an increase of over 400 students at UW Green Bay. The overall enrollment estimate of 163,589 students is the highest since 2020. The Green Bay Area Public Schools District Board of Education will add a $183 million facilities referendum to the November 5th ballot. It invites the community to attend information sessions to learn more about the referendum. The first of these meetings is Tuesday, September 24th at Lombardi Middle School Commons. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of meeting days, times, and locations. After 61 years at the Alberta Kimball Auditorium at Oshkosh West High School, the Miss Wisconsin Scholarship Pageant is moving. Organizers, while thanking the city for hosting the pageant for over six decades, announced the move on Tuesday. The pageant and the Miss Wisconsin's teen competition will now be held at the New Berlin West Performing Arts Center. Combating child hunger is the focus of Green Bay Packers A.J. Dillon's new initiative called Carry for a Cause. The running back and his wife, Gabrielle, launched their first Dillon Family Foundation initiative to run through the 2024-25 NFL season. For every Packers home game rushing yard, the foundation will donate a backpack of food to a child in need. Dillon Family Foundation's mission is to empower families and combat hunger in their communities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers' magic number is one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Given his penchant for words and his ability to write and perform stinging satire and parody like no one else on TV, you would think the last person producers of the Emmys would want to rile up would be Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. While Oliver was giving his acceptance speech for Best Scripted Variety Show and honoring his family's recently deceased dog, who he credits with being with his family at his wedding through the pandemic and two pregnancies, music was cued to play him off. At first, he tried to talk over the music, but as it crescendoed, Oliver yelled, F you, there you go. Can't wait to see what he says about the Emmys on a future show. Speaking of the Emmys, there was good news in regard to the broadcast, aside from what happened to John Oliver. Viewership was up 54% and reached almost 7 million viewers, which is up from the 75th annual broadcast in January, which saw record low numbers. The 75th annual Emmys were held in January due to the writers and actors strike in 2023. It might be time to glove up again for the cast of Scrubs. Cast member Judy Reyes, who played Selena on the sitcom for years, said she's heard rumors of a potential Scrubs revival, but says series creator Bill Lawrence hasn't said anything to her, but the actress indicated that Lawrence would be open to some type of reboot. Reyes played opposite Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalke on the hit show. Every young or popular actor wants to be part of an A24 movie. That includes rappers, too. Variety says you can add Tyler, the Creator, to the cast of A24's new film, Marty Supreme, which will be directed by Josh Safdie. The Grammy-winning Tyler, the Creator, will join Timothée Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in the film about a ping pong star. The rest of the plot is being kept under wraps. This is Tyler, the Creator's first film role. Sean Combs was arrested after being indicted in front of a grand jury in Manhattan. The music mogul's lawyers spoke to Variety after the decision came down. Variety reports that U.S. Attorney Damian Williams released a statement from the Southern District of New York saying that Combs was arrested by federal agents and charged with sex trafficking and racketeering. Earlier this year, CNN posted a 2016 video of Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. In March of this year, several of the music producer's properties were searched by Homeland Security and local law enforcement agencies in Miami and L.A. on suspicion of sex trafficking. One of Combs' attorneys says the searches were part of a witch hunt and says Combs will spend the rest of his days fighting the charges. Based on the charges, that will take a lot of days. Better hope he lives a long life. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, a high of 85. Clear tonight, low of 55. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Some showers and storms Thursday night, 65 the low. For Friday, showers and storms, 82. 82 and showers Saturday, 76 Sunday.
It's 60 at our studios.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.